Skull and Everett present This Week in Horror.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Everett.
And I'm Sickle, and we're Sickle and Everett. We're the Unhallowed Reviewers. If you hear any crinkling, it's from the ice pack on my thumb. I burnt my thumb. That happens often. It doesn't happen to Ifrit so much. Obviously, he doesn't have to worry about brimstone and flames and burning.
I was gonna say, yeah, I mean, I just don't. Just become a demon. Pass that exam, dude.
It's really hard, though. Like, you have to, like, know the Pledge of Satan Allegiance, and I don't know.
It's just memorizing. I mean, you've memorized people's routes as a serial killer. You should be fine. Like, you're good.
Well, that's true. Wow.
Just gotta buck it down. That's not a phrase. You just gotta lock it down. We'll try that one out. Lock it down and get it done. Get your shit together.
Get it all together. Get it in a little bag.
Okay, but this is not a Rick and Morty podcast. This is a horror podcast. But so hi everybody. Let's start.
Hi. Okay. So I guess we're starting with some alien talk because that's been in popping up a little bit recently. We've got two different directions that the alien franchise has gone now. They've gone the prequel route and the sequel route, which is kind of like Star Wars, I guess.
Wait, what's
started in the middle.
Well, who did sequels besides the last one we saw, which was like years ago, right?
Yeah, so I mean, like you've got the main three. You've got Aliens, Alien 3, and then Alien Resurrection, and then you've got the Alien vs. Predator movies.
Oh, I guess those.
And then
you're right.
And then you've got the infamous, hidden Alien 5, which was like this one that was made by Neil Blomkamp, and it was like he had like the script all built out, and everybody loved it, and it was supposed to be this like amazing Alien sequel that basically retconned Alien 3 and Newt and.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing about that. That was like audio thing?
There was an audiobook or audio drama that was released for it, and it was really good. I listened to it. It was really good and fun. And then, but that was scrapped, and like there have been talks of it coming back. And so they're basically the two main people of
you
the
left
Alien.
Out the best Alien movie, by the way.
What's that?
It's just it's the one that Joss Whedon directed.
I didn't. I said Resurrection.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear that. I kept thinking Extinction. And I don't know why. And I was like, where's the one that starts with an E? Okay.
basically the two biggest figures in the Alien franchise are Ridley Scott, the director of the first one, and then the prequels, and then Sigourney Weaver, obviously, is Ripley. And so they both had some comments fairly recently, and Ridley's first comments were about like finishing the prequel trilogy, and he wants to do it, but you know it's a lot of it's up in the air because of Disney acquiring Fox and everything, and their whole we don't believe in R, but it's okay for Fox to continue to do R stuff, I guess. I don't know. So there, it's kind of up in the air, and people seem to be like fans of the franchise seem to be very vocal about which side of they fall on. About like how the prequels are terrible and I couldn't stand another one, and then the other people that are like I have to see the end of where they're going with David.
It doesn't seem
and
exclusive
everything.
To the Alien movies. It just seems kind of exclusive to general people who want a third movie that's not done in a trilogy yet.
and I definitely fall on the side of like I have to see the end of it. I need to see. I want to see. Like, I didn't like the direction that he took it in. I don't like that it's the. I mean, it's personal opinion. I don't think it was bad writing necessarily, but I wasn't a big fan of the David thing. I love David. I love David in the sense that, like, I think he's a great villain, and I think Michael Fassbender is amazing, and he's by far the best part of the first two movies, for those prequel movies. But I don't like the idea that he made the aliens, I guess. Out of the other things goo, and I just don't think that they, like, I don't think they did a good job of, like, really fleshing out how
that
stuff works.
The second one?
It's mostly in the, it's almost all in the second one, like, or it is all in the second one.
I didn't watch that one, and I was like, I don't remember any of that happening from the
first one. Oh, no, yeah, in the second one, it's like, it's all about how, like, David basically genetically engineers the aliens. And, like he makes the first facehugger eggs. And I'm like, this is, I'm sorry, but in my personal opinion, I'm like, this is dumb. Like, you've got, like, a queen that makes the eggs, and now you're saying that this android was like, I'm going to make an egg. And then a facehugger comes out of it. And then an alien, I'm like, that just doesn't make sense for it to not have, like, some kind of, like, genetic mutation or evolution that occurs, like, semi-naturally to me. I don't know, it bothered me. And so I didn't like the direction that they took it. But I also would like to see the end.
The first one, I definitely didn't think that was going to happen. Like, aren't they their own creatures in the first one? And, like...
Yeah, well, like...
And there's, like, an alien at the end of the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this, like... I think they call it, like, the proto-alien. Yeah. Yeah, like, that happens at the end of the first one. That matters not at all in the second one. Yeah, that they never go back to that. Everybody's just as dumb as they were in Prometheus, where everybody just does ridiculously dumb things. They, like, so, you know what, one of the things that blows my mind is the first one in Prometheus. You know what really grinds my gears? In Prometheus, everybody just bashed the crap out of the writing that they let that the scientists took their helmets off. Like, no scientists would do that. You know, like, in their right mind would do that. They would take their helmets off. And so, like, everybody bashed them for it.
Nobody's ever and been then, a scientist who discovered something they've never seen before. Of course they want to see it better. You ever had one of those helmets on? Can't see shit.
And then in the same... Well, they look really nice in that movie. I mean, they're practically like a dome.
But any helmet that you wear is always going to affect your vision. Like, it's not... It's just like wearing glasses, too. It's the same thing. Like,
but still, you don't do that. It's safety protocol. You're not supposed to do it. And everybody bashed all these people for it, and the scientists should know better. Like, pathogens and stuff. And in Alien Covenant, they do the exact same thing, but even to a worse degree, where they're just like, hey, look, an alien planet that like has the same air as Earth, and we can probably breathe on it, but we're not going to worry about pathogens that we've never experienced or anything like that. And so, like, they land on this planet, and nobody has any helmets or masks on or anything. So they're just walking around and immediately get infected with alien genetic goo stuff, and they all start dying. And it's just like, this is so dumb. How are you guys this dumb? I don't know.
So yeah, it seems like you have very opinionated opinions on the second Alien movie.
I just think that they're both... I feel like the biggest disconnect, like, just disconnecting from your audience from those two movies are the characters are just complete idiots. It bothers me so much that Shaw, like, apologizes to David at the end of Prometheus, like, while she's putting him in a bag. She's like, sorry, I'm putting your head in a bag. And it's like, why are you apologizing to the head in the bag when he just killed your husband? He just killed your husband.
I don't remember any of what you're talking about.
I can't stand. I'm sorry. Okay. And this is coming from somebody that actually enjoys watching these movies.
They're terrible movies.
Like. Because I want to see, like, well, that's the thing is that, like, for whatever reason, I'm, like, a walking contradiction when it comes to these two movies. Because I do enjoy watching them. I think they're complete and utter garbage from a writing perspective, but they're really fun to watch. They're beautiful movies, and they've got tons of sci-fi dark gore and all this stuff that I love. So I really enjoy watching them. I just think that the characters are idiots, and they use that idiocy to drive the plot, and it just kills it. It kills the momentum of any of the progression. And I don't know. So anyways... The main thing for me is that I've got to... it's like morbid curiosity. At the very least, it's that. I want to see how they're going to connect what happens at the end of Alien Covenant with David on a ship. I'm just ruining this for you because you had plenty of time to watch it. David on a ship with a bunch of little facehugger eggs, which, again, makes no sense how he has little larval state facehugger little embryos, but then they're facehugger eggs on the planet... Like, huge facehugger eggs, but these ones he can, like, carry around in his throat. And so he's got that, and now he's floating around in space on a ship with these facehugger eggs and a bunch of human embryos, and he's going to do more experimenting, and somehow they're going to connect that to the third, or to Alien, and what happens there.
It doesn't need a movie. You don't have to go watch a movie to see that. You just read it in a Wikipedia article when the movie comes out. Like,
I do like Alien, though. See, that's the thing. I do enjoy watching those movies.
It's not really Alien. Like, I guess it's this Alien is, like, because it has an alien in it, right? But it's not, like, the aliens that you like. It's just tied to that franchise, right? but that's
well, I mean, the xenomorph shows up in Alien Covenant.
But it's not like the canonical xenomorph that you wanted it to be.
I suppose not. I mean, only in origin.
Yeah.
But I mean, like it's. But I mean, in behavior.
Well, yeah.
And
I mean,
action
how else would they
stuff,
make
it's...
people go see the movie if they didn't have a xenomorph-looking thing in it, right?
Like... Well, that was the problem. Is that I feel like that part of the problem with Alien Covenant was that they had to do fan service, and I feel like Ridley Scott, some of it was spiteful in Alien Covenant. Personally, just how Sam Raimi was spiteful about having Venom in Spider-Man 3, he hated Venom. Or at least hated the prospect of Venom being in the movie because he wanted just Sandman, which I agree with, by the way. As much as I love Venom, Sandman was the best part of that movie. So if it had just been Sandman, I think that movie actually would have been pretty good. But Venom, yeah, like, because he didn't care, and because he was just doing it for fan service, and it wasn't because it was actually something that would help the movie, it felt pushed, it felt rushed, and it felt like it forced. And so, like, having the alien in there... In Alien Covenant, it felt pushed,
You know,
forced.
I'm gonna watch this movie,
yeah.
And I'm just gonna love it, right? Like, you get that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm 100% sure it's so, like, in my opinion, it is way more fun than Prometheus in regards to just, like, straight-up alien, like, violence and nastiness. Like, it's got way more than Prometheus does. So if you're just sitting back and enjoying it for the alien, like, mayhem, it's fantastic.
Oh, cool. I do want to watch this now, actually. Because, like, that was what I hated about Prometheus. Was, like, I was just like, this is so boring and slow. Like, I don't care about the inner workings of this, like, corporation. And I don't really care about this android dude who's, like, effing everybody over or something. I don't remember it, but... I just don't
remember. There's still a lot of that. There's still a lot of the android just, like, saying, like, it's, oh no, there's a ridiculously dumb scene in which it becomes very clear to the leader of the human expedition that the android David has killed everybody. Like, it is very obvious to this person. And he says to David's face, he's, like, basically saying, you're the devil. I know you're the devil, and I don't trust you. And then he says, now you show me what you've been doing. And David's like, come back here and put your head right above this facehugger egg. And the guy's like, okay. And it's the dumbest scene ever. It's like, he's holding a gun to David because he knows David's evil. And he's still just going to listen to him? Trust every word that comes out of his mouth. It's the dumbest scene I've ever seen. Like, in a movie, it's so terrible.
I mean, I feel like I know you've seen dumber scenes, but, like, I know what you're getting
at. It's so bad. Yes, it's so bad. Well, I mean, like, of course. But, I mean, maybe in, like, you know, a movie with that high of a budget that probably had, what, like, maybe 16 writers looking at the script, at least. Maybe not making changes, but, like, everybody passed by that. Everybody greenlit that scene. Where they're just like, oh yeah, this makes sense for this guy to be, like, just a complete idiot for no good reason.
Do you give Alien 3 more leeway because it didn't have the type of architecture needed to stop that from happening when it came out?
I don't have the hatred for Alien 3 that a lot of people do. I hate movies. I do agree that I also hate movies that just cop out on, like, that, like, they cop out by just, like, retconning, like, what happens at the end of a movie, like Men in Black... bringing Kay back because his wife, they got a divorce. I'm like, you killed, like, the whole progression of, like, his love story, like, his character in the first one. Like, I hate that you cheapened it by having them get divorced. Like, I hate that. And so, yeah, I agree with the Alien 3 thing in which, like, you cheapened the end of Aliens by killing off those two characters the way that they did at the beginning. But personally, I actually think the rest of the movie's pretty good. I love the idea of the jail planet. I love the idea of going back to one alien that's, like, terrorizing this group
of
people.
Yeah, it's more like the first one. It's like and they didn't... It escalating, I don't think, would have been as entertaining if it was, like... It's like the Die Hard level of escalation where you're like, it's a building, then it's the entirety of an airport, then it's all of Washington, D.C., or all of New York City, and then it's all of the United States, and then it's another country. And you're like, okay, we get it. Like, he's gonna go to space next... It's going to be like this next. And, like, that was kind of, I thought that was kind of an interesting part about Alien 3 too. But I don't know why, because at the end they do some type of stuff with, like, fire, right? Like the end of Terminator 2. Like where Ripley goes in and, like, thumbs up everybody while she drops herself into a fire. Does that actually happen? Or is it like...
Yeah.
Okay. Like, she doesn't thumbs up,
but that is a fantastic parallel. I don't know.
That's what I was saying, though. Like, because every time I think of the end of that movie, I just think of that Terminator scene. Like, I don't even know what happens at the end of Alien 3 anymore because it just reminds me so much of that Terminator scene. Like, I just imagine Ripley going, like, thumbs up. Like, and just dipping into lava. She's out. She's outy.
I feel like they do a good job with that scene. I feel like it's pretty epic, the way that they do it, but it is totally like Terminator 2. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Well, like,
yeah.
How do you feel about the, like, the future setting, though? Because, like, so Alien is the future. The Alien trilogy is the future, right? And then if you wanted to do, like, Star Wars Episode 9, that would basically be Resurrection, right? Like, where they're so far in the future now that everything is super sci-fi, spacey, right? Like, the ship they're in and all that jazz. It's a lot less Nostradamus, and it's a lot more, like, Fifth Element, in my opinion. In terms of, like, it's still pretty dark. Maybe like Event Horizon, but it's still pretty dark, but it's more sci-fi in terms of, like, the kind of, like, sci-fi channel sci-fi, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, it's not as grim dark is the first Alien movie is, where, like, technology in space is there, but it is, like, not good, and, like, people have to go into stasis all the time, and, like, and it still happens in that movie, but it's, like, feels like the technology is, like, further forward, you know, like, equivalent to, like, Jason X or the other Jason movies, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, like, I feel like the bigger, or, like, so, like, okay, so as far as, like, the, just to close out the prequel thing, so Ridley Scott wants to do it, but most people don't think it's gonna happen because they flopped. Both those movies flopped in theater. So the chances of it happening are slim to nil.
What did he do with Prometheus, where he kind of, like, didn't kickstart it, but he basically raised a lot of the, like, awareness for that movie, and
I don't remember if that's exactly, but that's what some people think is going to happen, is that he's, at the very least, he'll make some kind of, like, short film that at least shows what happens to David, because it needs to close that arc out. Because
he goes, like, flying into space, or he, like, fires all his guns and flies into space.
That's what he does. Oh, the end of it is filled with more idiocy from the other characters. Okay, I can't take it. So we'll move on. So, like, the sequel part. So what you're talking about? Basically, there are, like, two paths that may be taken, and, like, a lot of people are rooting for the retconning of Alien 3, Alien 5 being a retcon of Alien 3, and bringing Newt. And
I'm really upset with myself for spacing. Alien 4 is technically Resurrection, right? But it's
correct.
That's not the right way to name it. Because, like, technically it's, like, Alien 4.
Well, it doesn't
Alien
have a name, though.
Alien 4 doesn't exist, but it would be, like...
Well, it does exist, it's just not named 4.
Well, but all the other Alien movies are, like, in sequence, so that's why I'm saying, like, you wouldn't, like... I don't know. It's a weird situation, because we wouldn't have... Like, it would have been what would have happened if you would have had, like, the Shadows of the Empire movie come out in between, like, you know, the Star Wars movie, or the Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, like... Is Return of the Jedi really 3, or is it, like, something else, you know? Because it's called Alien 3, but it doesn't follow the arc that set of movies was taking, right? Like, the whole point, right? So, it would be just Alien 4, because Alien Resurrection is, like, kind of its own thing, like, and it's set way in the future, and that's kind of what I was getting at, though, is, like, if that future, because that's the future, right? We're agreeing that Alien Resurrection is the future. Like, it's the furthest movie along in the timeline, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. So, like, when you see the Alien 5 thing that I'm getting bent out of shape about because I don't think it makes sense, go at the end of Alien 2, like, does that future still lead to Resurrection?
I think people are just calling it Alien... No, I doubt it. Okay. I think that people are just calling it Alien 5 because that's the easiest way to name that next movie that they would be making, but it wouldn't be Alien 5 because, at the end of the day, it wouldn't be that because it's retconning Alien 3. So,
but does that mean that Resurrection can't happen? I guess is my question. Because, like, does Ripley die again? And even if she does die at the end of Alien 5, she's still dead at the end of 3, and then Resurrection fixes all that, right?
I guess. Wait, what are you saying?
I'm trying to figure out if, like, regardless which path they chose, because you were about to talk about the paths of Alien future, right? Do they still
lead to
Resurrection?
No, I neither would lead to Resurrection. Basically, Alien 3 in either case, Alien 3 and Resurrection would be knocked off. But basically, the two routes are that they do the Neil Blomkamp sequel that retcons Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection, or they completely reboot, which would knock out all of them.
I don't think that's a bad idea, because those are bad movies to reboot. It's not like, in my opinion, like I think.
Or there's another route. There's actually, or there have also been talks of them going like the Star Wars route, where they're gonna start to just, they'll keep the universe, and they'll just keep making stories that don't affect the main timeline.
Yeah.
So like, so not that Rogue One doesn't affect the main timeline, but I mean it follows suit. But like,
it's,
you
more
didn't
like
need
Solo,
it.
Though. You're thinking,
yeah, there you go, Solo. There you go. Okay. Yeah, more like Solo, more like The Mandalorian, and so that they would actually be doing like a show set in the Alien universe, but
so
it
like,
just wouldn't.
Alien vs. Predator
anything.
is directly associated. It's the prequel. It's the prequels, right? Like, it happens in our time,
yes.
But that's far. But so, I wonder, do they ever, are those technically in the same cinematic universe as the like the prequels? Or sorry, the Prometheus trilogy.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, but so that means that they've seen.
But
the
well, no,
before,
actually,
right?
that doesn't make sense. No, they can't be because you're right. They're set in modern time or in like you know current times, and Prometheus implies the future because they're you know interstellar space travel or intergalactic space travel, and then and the aliens haven't been made yet. So that doesn't make sense.
But
so no, they're
well. That's what I'm wondering because the aliens technically already exist. They're just being remade by Daniel or whatever his name is, Christian.
No, they're Slater. No, they don't exist. No,
but,
they don't.
But they do
like,
because the first one, unless he made them before Prometheus, does it say that? Because there is something that is like an alien in Prometheus. That Daniel, is that the dude's name? The droid's name?
David.
David didn't make right. The proto alien.
Yeah, but that yeah, and that's why it's so dumb and confusing. Because, like, I don't know, you need to see Alien Covenant. Because,
okay,
so
we're saying
you're
that.
Right that it could technically exist, but it's dumb that he's genetically engineered them down that path. And so
but
it's like,
that
so.
That might not be the path of the aliens we see in Alien, right? That could be his own, it could be his own thing. And then Alien starts in the same world, but it's like them trying to start what Daniel or David was trying to do again in the first, in like the second movie, right? Like, because Daniel, God dang it, David leaves at the end of Covenant, right? So they may never know where he's at or what he does. And so maybe they're trying to pick up the trail in Alien and Aliens. And that's why it's, like, so important for that Wailing Corp to, like, do its thing. Could that be?
I don't know.
Speculate with
You've
me.
You've got me all sorts of confused now. You got me all sorts of confused.
Why?
Now. I'm all jumbled around. Well, because, like, now I've really started thinking about, like, is it possible for Alien, for the AVP movies to be a part of the main timeline? And I suppose there is the possibility, but it just involves, like, establishing this mythos of how the, you know, what they keep calling it, I guess, the black goo, like, of how that works that I don't like, and it's just because I want rules that I understand, I think, is part
but
of the
what
problem.
If it's like, what if it's, like, so far apart in generation, like, they forgot about it or something, you know, like, information gets lost, right? Like, I mean, this is a very bad example, but, like, people think that the Jedi are a myth, you know, at, like, almost, like, 30 years after they're done. Like, it's not that long, right? And if you're talking about maybe, like, even centuries between, like, when the movie takes place and when this thing happens, they could have totally lost it, right? Like, they could have seen all the stuff on Earth that was happening and all that stuff, and Wailing Corp, like, loses their thing. I mean, there's so much time in between there that it's so hard to say if they're in the same universe or not, right? Because, like, maybe David was developed to try to find them again after, like, Wailing lost the stuff that they had or something like that. You know, like, who knows? There's so much time between those two movies, right?
Yeah, but I think it bothers me that what you would consider, like, the quote-unquote natural progression of the alien starts with the protomorph at the end of Prometheus, where it's like, gives you this illusion that's like, hey, look, aliens evolve from this thing.
Yeah,
and
but
then
like that
in Alien Covenant, David genetically engineers the xenomorph and it looks exactly like the xenomorph. And you're like, but how did he make that thing?
That's crazy because, like, what if it's, oh, man, I'm getting a little bit too philosophical here because I was like, maybe they made it perfectly because it's, like, showing the inevitability of, like, you know, change and things like that. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that, but what I do want to address is where Predator, do you think the Predator stuff fits in at all? Like, we kind of already know that Predator and Alien are in the same universe, right? They're not, they are. We can say that.
Yeah,
right?
They are. Yep.
Right. So, like, but the different Predator movies have different styles because Predator, the one with, like, what's his name? the weird looking guy, Adrian Brody, the weird looking guy. So he's that's clearly like set sometime way in the future, like, or maybe not way in the future, but like
in our time, right? Yeah.
So Alien or Predators, the one that came out that nobody seemingly liked, right? That one was set.
That one's Predators. The one with Adrian Brody's Predators, the newest one was The Predator.
The Predator, sorry, that's what I'm thinking of. So The Predator is set in our time still, right? But do you think it's set before or after Predators?
After.
Okay, so that's known?
I don't know if it's known, but I'm pretty confident to say that it's after. They haven't broken that time. They haven't really broken the timeline for Predator. Like, it's been a pretty natural progression, one, two... Predators, the Predator.
You're right,
like all happen in order.
Even the AVP movies are in that kind of order somewhere still. Like,
because it's all it's all our time.
Which is stupid because that frustrates me even more that Prometheus and Covenant did what they're doing, because it's like they're just totally, they didn't reboot it, they just chose to ignore everything else. Like, it's not even a reboot at this point because they're not even like taking the first movie and trying to redo the story. They're like trying to like prequel it like George Lucas did and then failing horribly.
yeah, it's just not going well. They chose bad writers. They poorly chose the writers. They didn't choose bad writers. I think the writers know, they're talented people, but they were the wrong choice for this kind of thing. Or they put too much mystery and funkiness into it when they should have just let it
be a
natural progression. Just get us there.
Yeah, and they could have made it, like, they didn't have to make it as what I would say is boring as the first one, because and up to the end, I guess at the end is kind of not boring of Prometheus.
I love Alien.
When I say the first one, it's like the first one.
Yeah, what you mean? Yeah, like the actual prequel.
Trilogy in Star Wars, but yeah. So, and then Covenant. Like, could have just escalated a little bit, kind of like Clone Wars did, or like, you know, Attack of the Clones, where it's a lot more action-packed and a little bit less, like, political. And then the last movie could have been, like, it could have taken it any direction, you know? Because then you have, like, The Matrix to compare it to and things like that, where it is crazy, but it's also got a lot of story going for it, or, I don't know. They didn't have to mess it up that badly. They could have done something pretty light, you know? And not had to make a lot of really hard decisions. And I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to talk about it. But the last thing I'll talk about here, because we're almost out of time, is why don't you think that either the Alien 3 movie or Alien 5, if it were made, would lead to a situation that where resurrection could happen?
Oh, okay. So, I mean, I guess I wouldn't say that it makes it impossible, but it would have to be retconned a little bit at the beginning, because... there's a single line in Alien Resurrection that no matter what would have to be redone if you took Alien 3 out, because then she doesn't crash on the prison planet anymore, the guy doesn't do a medical exam on her and draw the blood there, and there's a line in Alien Resurrection which that they mentioned that's how they started cloning her.
And
that's the reason that they had to start cloning her, was because she was the only pathway that they had back to the xenomorph was through her blood. So the only way to make Alien Resurrection happen is Ripley has to be dead, and that was the only way they could get any type of xenomorph stuff. And so if that doesn't happen, and the xenomorphs are accessible in other ways, then it doesn't at least have to happen that way, but a very similar story could still occur.
It just wouldn't be the same origin. Massive spoiler. We'll probably put this as a warning on the whole episode, but what happens at the end of Alien 5 that makes that not as plausible?
No, nothing in particular. It doesn't. No, she doesn't. I don't believe so. I believe everybody lives. It's been a while since I've listened to it, and I listened to, like, three other Alien audio dramas after that, so they're all kind of blending together in my head. The theme that I kind of got from those was that she, and it's kind of cheesy that they do this, but it makes sense, is that she always ends up back in hypersleep by herself with no memory, every time. In these things. And so, like, from what I remember, maybe not the end of the Alien 5 audio drama, but in these other ones I've listened to, she ends up back in stasis.
And these other ones you're talking about are ones that are just trying to redo Alien 5 or Alien 3, or are they just...
No, they're just, like, they're kind of like one-offs. They're just like one-off stories.
But they're all about Ripley?
Yeah, like, Ripley's in the ones I've listened to, yeah. And, yeah. I'm pretty sure but if I remember correctly, the Alien 5 one what it's talking about is, like, it's very similar to Alien Resurrection in that it's, like, these government factions instead of these companies are, like, fighting for, control, and, like, one of them wants to use the xenomorph, and the other one says that it's, like, policing the situation and doesn't think that biological warfare is fair or whatever, or should be used. And so it's, like, they're secretly trying to figure out how to manipulate the situation. So, like, half of it's almost this, like, political thing that I remember. And then, like, there's soldiers and that are helping these scientists. So it does get kind of down the Alien Resurrection route, but the mayhem is crazier. It kind of goes almost down the Prometheus route, where, like, they're more of this, like, genetic mutation, this, like, genetic progression than they are just, like, the species. It's, like, this, like, just amalgamation of, like, a cesspool of, you know, genetic nastiness that, like, will mutate anything that it touches. That's, I think it kind of goes down this route.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of goes down that route. From what I remember, again, this is, I'm trying to recall as best I can, but I think that the main thing that everybody loved about it was that, is that Newt and, I'm really upset with myself that I can't remember his name, but the other, Bean, Michael Bean's character, are still alive and have a lot to do with the story and everything. So,
okay. Well, that was the Alien podcast. So, thanks for listening, everybody. You got to hear Sickle's very intense opinions on Prometheus, and we got to talk about the Alien universe. So, thanks for listening. See you next time.
See ya.